O Lord, who shall dwell in your tabernacle? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. An appropriate psalm for the apodosis, which is, you might say, the reflection on the after period following the great feast of the entry of the Theotokos into the temple. My mind is disordered. I cannot give you a coherent reflection today, but let me share some impressions with you. The chasuble I wear on the feasts of Our Lady, and after all, these are all patronal feasts for us. You know, we are called colloquially Napuali Hermitage, but our actual name is Our Lady of the Angels Hermitage. Our Lady of the Angels Hermitage. These are all very important feasts for us. And I think that as we live into them, we will discover that they describe us, they describe our purposes. They're well suited to us in ways that no other patron could be. This chasuble that I wear on the feasts of Our Lady, white and blue, also has on it, on the back, the lamb that was slain, but is victorious. If the lamb were simply presented and was victorious, it would be a way to place God's seal of approval on the world. You see, look how the world has brought forth this innocent lamb. The world was made to be good. I will place my approval upon everything. In this sense, you know, the world truly belongs to God, the world as it is. But that is not what we have. What we have is the lamb that was slain. The lamb that was slain. Because the lamb is slain, the lamb of God, the Agnus Dei, we said in the Gloria today, is slain. We understand that the world is not to receive God's seal of approval. The world does not belong to God. By tradition, the world belongs to the evil one. He is the prince of the air. He is the prince of the world. He is the prince of the elemental spirits, which is to say the elements of the world that make up the world. The lamb that is unblemished immediately appears before the first century imagination as one that will not live in the world. The unblemished lamb is set aside for slaughter. If that lamb has a spot upon it, you know, a little bit of black, a little bit of brown, then it will grow up to be a sheep. But the unblemished lamb is set aside. This is the spirit in which Mary is brought to the temple. She is to be set aside. She will live in the temple by tradition. The record we have of this is the second century proto-evangelion of St. James. Well, doesn't she meet Joseph in a cave outside the temple? Well, yes, because you see, when she reaches the time of her change of life as a 12 or 13 year old girl, she then must leave the temple because of the Jewish customs concerning menstruation. In any case, she is brought to the temple because she is to be set aside. She is not to live in the world. She is to be set aside so that she may become the temple. She may become the Holy of Holies. She is brought to live near the Holy of Holies because she is to become the dwelling place of God. She is to become the place where the people will come to meet God. She will be the curtains behind which God will appear. She is to be the mother of the lamb who will be slain. Not just the pure vessel of the pure one, but the Mary whose heart will be pierced by a sword. The world turns out to be an unfriendly place to Mary, an unfriendly place to God. Even the temple, which has become worldly, will be brushed aside. We read in the headlines that people are leaving the church in droves. And the question is what are they leaving? What I see in the churches scattered all over the United States are very worldly institutions who have sought to accommodate themselves to the world. What new sinful things are people doing? That is what we will do. This is what happened in the Episcopal Church and the Protestant churches, and is now happening in the Roman Church. What is the world, after all? If we were to define it, we would say it is the place where people have gathered to make a world of their own. It is the place where God is rejected, fundamentally. There is no reconciling the world to God. Which is why Jesus says, not blessed are those, blessed is the woman whose paps I have sucked, but blessed are those who hear the word of God and do it. That is my family. That is my world. I do not pray for the world. I pray for those who are thine, O Father, who are set apart from the world. Community of St. John and of the Theotokos is defined by not being the world. Nothing defines that community so clearly as not of the world. Those who are of the world find that they leave the community of St. John, or perhaps they are pushed out. The community of the Theotokos, therefore, we must understand to be a place of sadness, a place of expectation, a place that will not be part of the world. Why is the world filled with rebellion? We see it every day in our lives. We see people who have decided to live their own world. They have suspended God's morals. They have suspended God. Why is it that rejection of the world is defined by rebellion? Well, I'm not sure I can answer that question, but I can tell you this. The place where people who reject God gather, the locus classicus being hell, is a place defined by rebellion. And the more people gather and rebel against God, the more we see of them resembling hell. So you see, the world is in a process of formation, eventually becoming hell. And those who belong to thine, who are thine, O Father, are in a process of formation, becoming the kingdom of heaven. Two congregations, not many, two congregations in a process of fulfillment, implacably opposed to each other. There can be no compromise. There can be no place where the world will please the culture finally. There can be no place where the culture will please God. Implacably opposed. Perhaps no figure more perfectly captures the relationship between heaven and the world than the most holy Theotokos, like us, like all humans. She was born for heaven, that is, without sin, but as with very few, She chose to cherish and protect her heavenly character and to reject the world and its systems. Anyone who does that will be destroyed by the world. She suffers. She suffers and then isolates herself from the world in a community that has erected a wall around itself so that heaven's pure light may shine down into it, uncorrupted by the surrounding world, untainted by the surrounding world. On this day, when we remember and reflect upon her entrance into the temple, let us consider this, that the kingdom of heaven is a spiritual geography, and that each of us gives birth to the kingdom of heaven within ourselves. We are made to do this, such that we have wandered through the world. We then enter into a process of theosis, not to become something we've never been, but to reclaim what we have, were born to be. Each of us, therefore, becomes a holy of holies. And where all of these holy of holies gather, those who may dwell in the tabernacle together become the place where God is fully realized by his human creatures. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.